Hey everyone, welcome or welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. We have an awesome episode for you today, but we just want to remind you before the episode starts that if you're listening to this episode on Spotify, please leave your comments in the Q&A section under this episode. If you're listening on Apple, Google, or anywhere in between, please tweet Gary at Gary V. Make sure you join the Discord to stay up to date on all things V Friends, and we hope you enjoy this episode.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
On the rooftop, on a football pitch, soccer pitch, with Mr. Gary V.
We call it football too. Us Americans have learned. Proper football.
So you're massive. I didn't realize you were a football fan. I've heard about you looking and talking. I watched an actual video of you talking about, it's a great story by the way, about wanting to buy the Jets.
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't kind of correlate that between that football and this football.
You know, I was born in Belarus, the former Soviet Union, and my dad was a man that worked all of my childhood and is also a quiet guy, not as talkative as I am. But the one thing he would talk about all the time was when the USSR made the Final Four in the World Cup when he was a kid. Wow. And so the World Cup was a big deal in 86 with Maradona. That finals, I watched that with my uncle and my dad.
That was my first one as well.
And so that kind of got me going. And then in 94, it was in the US. And what's happened in the States in the last 20 years is profound. Yeah. I mean, the far majority of kids under 18 in the US who are into sports have a Premier League team. So it's, but in 94, it hadn't happened yet. But I went to that World Cup and went to the Italy-Ireland match, which was a big one. And so that got me going. And then where it really took off, and I will still say this, I believe the reason proper football has the momentum it has in the US, besides globalization, besides social media, was originally because of FIFA,
yeah.
the video game.
Oh, the game.
Yeah, the game. I remember in college, we would play Madden, we would play the basketball. Back then it was NBA Live, now it's 2K. And FIFA came out and I bought it and for Sega Genesis and I brought it home. And all my friends, all my mates were like, and then by a month later, it was the only game everyone was playing. And that started the process. So for me, the World Cup's a big, big deal. I follow it very heavily. I was crushed when the U.S. didn't qualify for the last one. But American football, and the New York Jets specifically, is my deep passion. So much so that when I got here, I had to miss the opening ceremonies because the Jets were playing the Patriots, and I watched the game in the hotel room.
Did they get beat like late on in the game?
They lost such a heartbreaker.
It was just that the guy caught it and ran the whole length of the field, no?
With 5 seconds left in the game. It was 3-3. And he ended the game. And, you know, for us, they're our boogeyman. We haven't beaten the Patriots in 14 matches.
Wow.
And so for 7 years, because we play twice a year. So, yes, it's my deep passion.
So for anybody who's watching you,
who might
not know.
Yes.
I imagine there's many.
Yes.
But what do you do now? What is your mainstay of business now?
I'm an entrepreneur. I run two major businesses right now. One is a global advertising agency. So, you know, if you've seen the show Mad Men, which was a global phenomenon, we're the 2022, 2023 version of that. Social media, television, all marketing globally. 2,000 people around the world, APAC, UK, US, LATAM, Mexico City. We'll eventually expand here into the Middle East soon. So that's one. And then over on the other side, the other thing I do full time is I started an intellectual property multimedia brand called V Friends, which is like a mix between Pokemon and Sesame Street. 280 characters that I created, launched them as an NFT project. Now, you know, executed in collectible trading cards, toys, animation. So building up IP, which is really exciting. And, you know, the third chapter of my life is the Gary V of it all, where I talk about the things that I'm passionate about, kindness, competitiveness. I call it purple. In the US, we've become very polarized between the blue and the red of the political parties, but I find myself very purple. You know, I think kindness and being compassionate and sympathetic are requirements to humanity. At the same token, I believe in winning and building and competing. And so the mix of those two things matter to me.
So, you know, I just want to go back to marketing and PR and
yes.
the stuff that you're really kind of immersed in. From a football perspective,
yes.
how can football do more to kind of amplify the game in the States?
Well, I think, you know, some of the stuff that you and your team have been doing, congrats to you and many others. I think that it's happening. I think what can be done more, it's all storytelling. At the end of the day, this is all storytelling. Literally before I flew out for this trip, kid in my office said, man, could you imagine Argentina, Portugal?
Oh, crazy.
And, you know, what he's referring to is two superheroes playing against each other in their final World Cups. It's a dream story. Stories, right? Stories. Mm. The fist. Stories, right? Mm. And so I think that storytelling matters. And so you look at Beckham, you look at Ronaldo, you look at Mbappe, you know, just even how much his story has been told in the States. But there's so many other young players, ironically many on the England team, that just need more stories, more conversations. I think trading cards and stickers have been huge. The US is very much into collecting cards. Obviously, they're in proper football, it's normally stickers. That's been huge. That's
Who's
been
the guy I see who does that? He moves with Meek Mill.
Meek Mill's into it.
His friend's got a guy who's...
Buster?
No, there's a Jewish guy, a white guy.
Hmm.
Who backs that?
Oh, Eric W? Nonetheless, there's a lot of personalities doing a ton of... I've done a ton with the trading cards, the video games, the documentaries. Look at Formula One. Mm. I mean, F1 was... you couldn't find an American talking about Formula One 5 years ago if you looked for them and paid someone to talk about it. Yeah. One Netflix execution. And, you know, I hear about Max and Hamilton once a week in random conversations. And so, you know, I think it's storytelling, you know, and I think proper football, I actually would argue that football has done as good of a job, I would say mixed martial arts, I would say basketball, but those are the global sports now.
It's crazy because I mean, the American sports are just so powerful within America, and they're trying to globalize their games as well by coming here.
Yes.
And I was part of the thinking of that with not only the Premier League, but Man United, the team I played for.
Yes.
We used to come to the States all the time because the owners were American.
That's
and they
right.
saw that commercialization as
That's
being a
right.
key component
That's right.
in growing the brand. But it always felt like it just wasn't sticking. But again, there's a World Cup coming. And that's going to be a really important, and I think us as a brand as well, Five, are going to be making a real good push to kind of come into that market.
You know, again, when you grow up in Europe, any interest in America, even today, seems quite small. Mm. When you're an American, the interest is so much greater than it was a decade ago that it feels like it's sticking.
Yeah.
I do think the World Cup in the Americas, obviously Canada, Mexico, is going to be a profound moment. But I think if you go back two and three World Cups ago, even making the round of 16 captured America's attention. The ratings on those matches were enormous. You know, I'd like to think as an American that it's gonna happen in my lifetime where that team comes along. And the interest at the young level is so much greater, and you do have kids who are 6 and 7, the LeBron James of the world, the DeAndre Hopkins, these freak athletes, I do believe more of them are considering football than American football, than basketball. And you're gonna get the right group of two or three kids that eventually are going
timing.
You said it before we went on air, it's timing. If we, in America, if we get the right two or three kids to choose football instead of the other alternatives at the right time, at the same time, and capture the right moment, you get a Final Four, you get a finals, in the US, in the World Cup in the next 20 years, I think you'll see America continue what it's doing. I mean, even the MLS is a far healthier league today than many of us thought they could ever be 20 years ago. And so, and you see Christian playing at the highest levels, like there's just too many people, there's too much money, there's too much ambition, there's too much American bravado. It just feels like it's an inevitable. And I think a Final Four team would take it. I mean, again, for my father to continuously bring up that one, the only USSR, England, same, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you know, like,
66.
That's exactly, it was the same World Cup. Mm. It was both 66 for both of them. it's amazing to me that for a half a century, like a half a century later, you can have so many people in England and in the former Soviet Union continue to talk about something that happened in 1966. Mm. So I think that's what America's looking for, its final four run.
I couldn't leave it without speaking to you about, if you was us,
yes.
Five.
Yes.
In the lead up now, you've got a 4-year run now.
Yes.
Going to America. What would be your key 3 or 4 steps?
I would bet the farm on short form content and the algorithm. So I would have an American plan for your content, which I think you've done incredibly well, but specifically for the States, for TikTok, YouTube Shorts, that is a battleground of awareness. I would also be very aggressive in doing JVs like this, reaching out to the top podcasts in culture, the Mr. Beasts, the Charlie D'Amelios, and everybody below that, and do as much collaboration as possible. I would lean into the gamers. I really do think the FIFA, you know, gamers on YouTube and Twitch is a huge audience. And I would be present. It's a good time of year with the way the leagues work between Premier League and MLS. It gives you the opportunity to be in the States off cycle. And I think that's an important road, but I think it's a culture and the sport itself. And this, you know, it's fun to say this to you because you've already executed it. It's more content, more, right? It's just like shots on goal. Like just keep putting shots on goal. And so I think the more content you can produce for the channels that matter in the States and the individuals and the media platforms that matter in the States, some JVs, some partnerships with, you know, the bar stools, the 137 PMs, the different media outlets, Complex. And so I think there's a lot of opportunity.
So what are you doing here then? I mean, you love football, obviously. Have you got anything planned? What's your plans?
Just some meetings with some of the local entrepreneurs and business people, but the plans have been to absorb as much football as possible. You know, the timing worked out nice. Back to, you know, no different than, I always like living the things that I talk about. So if I'm gonna sit here and tell you to make the commitment to the US and the road, for me, when I saw the schedule and I saw Formula One's last weekend in Abu Dhabi and World Cup opening, you know, and I could squeeze it in right before Thanksgiving, which is a hair quieter this Monday, Tuesday, which is normally a lot of stress for me, a little quieter because of Thanksgiving. It just kind of was a perfect storm, and I made the commitment to put in the work and get out here. Good. And I'm glad I did.
Good. I hope you enjoy it. But also, when we spoke about earlier, your team, your passion for the Jets, I watched yes. that video, man, and the passion and the story was just like, whoa, it's only a matter of time before this guy buys his club. But I looked at the value of the club, it's $4 billion.
Yes.
If you've got $4 billion, you're standing with me, there's a problem. So how are you going to go about purchasing the Jets?
You know, my plan is pretty simple. I've done very well investing, but I think I'm going to operate these two very enormously large companies. They're both already pretty big boys. And if I do that for the next 15 years properly, I think that puts me in striking distance. And then like anything, it's definitely that. But, you know, I think I've got to build wealth through the two companies that I have the biggest equity in, which is BeFriends and VaynerX. And then it's gonna be similar to what we talked about, the theme of this whole conversation. It's timing. If I'm fortunate enough to be in a place of wealth creation that maps with when the club becomes available, then destiny played out. And if not, to be very frank, I'm just enjoying the process of trying. The process of trying to achieve such a big goal is incredibly fulfilling. And of course I would be disappointed, especially if I was dangerously close and lost the bid to somebody, but I can only control what I can control, and that's what I focus on.
No, good. Just as well, social media.
Yes.
Obviously that plays a big part in your life.
Really, yes.
And your business.
Yes.
I've just finished making like a 3-part docuseries for Amazon.
Yes.
And it was around football and sexuality in football. Mental health in football, racism in football.
Yes.
And one of the key pillars in all of the 3 episodes was the impact of social media.
Yeah.
And the negativity that can surround it and that kind of have the negative impact it can have on these athletes.
Yes.
Coming into the game and out of the game. Where do you stand on social media in that sense?
I stand on social media the way I stand on religion, the way I stand on traditional media, the way I stand on parenting. I believe that social media is an amplifier of the truth that's within someone. You know, obviously, the days of 2006 to 2010 are over, where we all spent all our time talking about the greatness of social media. It was connecting the world. It allowed Americans to fall in love with proper football. We've got to meet people. We now are spending our time talking about the negativities of social media. Social media are empty pipes. TikTok and YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, these are empty pipes. I think that what social media is doing is exposing humans' truth. I think that if everybody who's watching right now chose to see all the beauty in social media, they would find it. I, for example, on my birthday just 10 days ago, decided to find 15 different GoFundMes and contribute to them, share them with my audience, and we profoundly affected 15 different families' lives in 1 minute. On the flip side, as you know, a footballer, I mean, look what happened in England in that championship match. I watched it by the second. So both sides of humanity show up in social media because it's empty. These are empty pipes that humans fill. I don't believe that social media is doing anything other than showing us the truth. I don't think the algorithm makes you a racist. I think you're a racist that's exposed by the algorithm. And so I think we're in this period right now where we're going through it. I believe it's actually one step backwards, two steps forward. I think the exposing of some of our human shortcomings are actually going to allow us to address it. And so for me, I view social media as a net positive. I think it's painful right now, but I think we need to have a very substantial conversation in the world about modern parenting. I think parents need to be accountable. You know, like putting your hands up, that's not the parents we grew up with or our parents grew up with. I also think parents need to focus on self-esteem building. I mean, I get hate every single day, and I meet that with compassion for the other person. And I mean that. When somebody leaves, Gary, you're a blowhard. You're full of crap. You're not as good as you think you are. You're bananas. Da-da-da. When I see those comments, and much, much worse, when I see those comments, I don't feel bad about myself. I feel compassion and empathy that someone is hurting so much that they're trying to tear me down.
Wait, is that because you're built a certain way?
That's right.
Competitive edge.
That's right. It's because, that's right. My circumstances, my parenting, and thus that is my message. If you're a parent that deeply loves your child and you're so scared of TikTok or Twitter, maybe you should focus on building their self-esteem and holding them accountable instead of blaming everybody besides yourself. And so I think accountability, you know, it's funny, I mentioned VFriends. There's a character I created, Accountable Ant. And it is emerging as my favorite character of all my characters. And that is because I genuinely believe that if we become more accountable, that the world would be a much happier place. And so if you're a parent watching right now and you're so mad at Instagram, delete it from your child's phone. What, you don't want them to be upset with you? Maybe you should decide that being your friend's child, your child's friend, is not more important than being your child's parent. And so once we lean into accountability and stop blaming everything, governments, people, platforms, and we start looking at what we can control, I think we could have a much better world.
Do you not feel that they do need help from the platform? They do need help from governments and legislation? For instance, there's new platforms coming out now that maybe have different ways of looking at it and battling with the, in terms of verification.
Yeah, I believe that governments have a seat at the table. I believe that entrepreneurs have a seat at the table. Okay. I've never struggled with the concept of let governments regulate. That's fine. But governments have regulated alcohol. Governments have regulated firearms. That's right. We have to get into a bigger conversation. And that conversation is, how are we parenting? What are our value systems? Can we tune out the outside noise? And so I'm, as an entrepreneur, as a business person, I'm pro-government involvement. I'm fine. Whatever the governments want to decide, we'll navigate around. But I'm telling you, once we take this on our table, as parents, as elder, I'm an oldest child, as oldest siblings, as humans, as people of platforms. You know, one of the reasons I said yes to this is I think you're spewing positivity. And I think people that are happy and people that see it, right now negativity is quite loud. I believe the people that are happy and have joy have a responsibility to get louder. And that's why I produce the content I produce every single day. In the face of a negative world that comes with judgment for your positivity, I choose to get louder, and I think people that are happy and positive need to do the same.
I love that. Let's line it up. I know you want the USA men's team.
I do. I do want that.
But unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you down, and it's not going to happen.
I understand.
I apologize.
I understand.
Maybe in 4 years, we've got a better chance. But who do you think, realistically, is going to win the World Cup this year?
I have this weird vibe towards Spain.
Wow.
Yeah. I think Spain is being slept on a little bit. Yeah. That's who I've been going with the whole time. I, like most football fans around the world, am dreaming for Argentina-Portugal as a final. I mean, I couldn't...
England first, actually, sorry.
Of course. By the way, actually, if I had my choice, I actually have a lot of... You know, I was really disappointed that England and the U.S. ended up in the same group, because I actually have a lot of love towards England. You know, it's been such a long time, back to it being a passion, back to our incredible relationship with that beautiful country, and so... I would love to see England get there. I have a weird feeling that Spain's going to make a real run. And then I couldn't even imagine how many people would watch Portugal, Argentina in a final. That would be one of the great sports stories of the last 100 years. And so there's definitely a part of me romancing that final.
Portugal versus Argentina breaks the internet.
Breaks the culture. Yeah. The whole world. The whole world.
But listen, I hope
thank you for having me, my friend.
Through. Good luck. Really good
cheers.
To meet you, man.
Such
I appreciate
a pleasure.
Your time. Thank
cheers.
You.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening or watching to that episode of the Gary V Audio Experience. We really hope you enjoy it, and we hope to see you next time.